This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of deep winter, the first full week of the frolicking fox moon, and the first days of the sun in Aquarius. The frolicking fox moon is new today, and it waxes crescent throughout the coming week, entering its second quarter next Tuesday. This is the moon that carries the northern hemisphere tantalizingly close to the first days of early spring. This moon bodes well for the seeding of bedding plants and for the earliest tomatoes under lights. It is a pruning moon that encourages making way for new growth. It's a moon that invites me out into the land to try to find the first pieces of spring. And leaving deep winter's constellation of Capricorn behind, the sun moves higher in the daytime sky, entering Aquarius on the 20th. Its motion, like that of the moon, a gauge of the days with which to measure the limits of even the deepest snow. Little by little, the day's length is approaching a spring-like 10 hours along the 40th parallel, and despite the fact that average temperatures are, statistically, the lowest of the year, the third week of January often brings a prophetic thaw. Crows now become more boisterous under the swelling moon. Their migration typically starts this week. Sparrows and starlings court and build nests from now well into the summer. Overwintering robins become more active in the daytime. Opossums and raccoons and frolicking foxes become more active at night. These events and many more subtly transform the feel of the world, alter our sense of air and habitat in which we spend our days. The mind body of creatures knows and understands this, even without the markers that might be obvious to humans, even without the calendar. The duration of the cold and darkness itself nurtures anticipation and restlessness. The time of winter, often seeming unbearably cruel and long, feeds hope and memory and longing that spread the vague but earnest and exciting message. Something new is coming. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first full week of late winter. In the meantime, listen for the message.
Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.